Yes, I have been released. Actually, in the first place, there was no case. Of course, I'm innocent. I did not commit any crime. And I do not, I do not even believe that there was a coup from the beginning. Of course, the case was collapsing right in front of our eyes because the prosecution presented it in court, and the court was actually about to acquit us. And this is when the government intervened and stayed the proceedings. So definitely we are out now, the four of us, myself, Ezekiel Lolgatkwas, and the Secretary General of the SPL, Ampagana Amumu Kech, General Wiyai Deng Ajak, and Dr. Majak Agot Atem. So four of us, we are out, and the mission now first is to make sure that there is peace in this country. This is our number one priority. We need to cease the hostilities and have a permanent ceasefire so that the guns must be silenced. And then from there, we address the root causes of these conflicts and the problems that we are facing in this beloved country, the Republic of South Sudan. So our mission now, when we are outside, is to have peace. We are going to meet the President of the Republic, General Salva Kiir, and we are going to meet Dr. Riek Machar Teng, and we are going to meet the group of seven, those who were released before us. And basically, our agenda is for us to bring this country together.
When do you plan meeting President Salva Kiir, Dr. Riek Machar, and the rest of the seven who were released earlier?
Of course, we were released on Friday. This is Monday today, and we are ready to meet them anytime from tomorrow. We are available. We will meet the president anytime he wants us to meet him. And definitely we were intending also to travel to Nairobi so that we can meet the group of seven, those who were with us in the detention, but they were released to the Kenyan custody. So definitely, and then from there, we can see how best we can go to meet Dr. Riek Machar Teng, where he is. And then the message is peace. I'm sure all of them, they are for peace. That's why there is a negotiation in Addis, and we are all for peace.
We were informed that some of you decided you wanted to go to Kenya and Ethiopia to join the peace talks, but you were prevented from going because your documents were confiscated. The government is saying that the president wanted you to stay in the country to work for peace instead of going outside the country to bring in a third party, which they believe could undermine efforts to reconcile the country or bring peace to the country. What is your stance on that?
Well, the reason why we were trying to go to Nairobi is we have been in detention for almost 5 months now. Definitely, we were trying to go to Nairobi for medical checkups. So that's the reason why we went to Nairobi. Nobody is actually trying to leave the country. We can leave the country temporarily to go and conduct meetings, and then we will come back to the country. So being in the country or traveling outside the country will not prevent us from bringing peace to this country. So, yes, we were stopped from traveling. And, yes, my passports and all the passports, they were taken. But I think we are also appealing to the government. This is, they should not take this as if we are trying to go away from the country and we will not come back and we will complicate the process. Nobody will complicate this process because this is our will. We are committed to peace. And South Sudanese as a whole, even if you ask anybody in South Sudan, they are for peace. There is nobody who can go against the will of the people.
I hear that you could possibly be rearrested if you continue speaking to the media. Was this communicated to you that you could possibly be arrested for making statements to the media?
Well, if they were pursuing the case, then there is no need for the government to intervene to stay the case. They could have actually waited for the judges to make the ruling on the 30th of April 2014. Because they were actually going to make the ruling on the 30th. And then definitely we were heading for acquittal. So that's when the government intervened and it stayed the proceedings. So definitely for us to be rearrested, for us making statements, I don't see this it's helpful at all to bringing peace to our country. We should be focusing on reconciliation, dialogue, and harmony, and uniting our communities, because we are divided. But it is possible we can reconcile, we can reunite our communities. South Africa did it. Why not us? And many countries, Burma, many countries, they have done it. They were divided, and then they came back together and they united themselves. So we can do it in South Sudan. Forgiveness, but justice and accountability must be conducted and done.
What do you mean, justice and accountability? Some people are saying that since you were released, some South Sudanese were not happy because they wanted you to be prosecuted for the loss of lives because of the conflict in South Sudan.
We did not do anything at all to instigate what had happened. We wanted to actually make sure that the Commission of Inquiry is established, and we are happy that the world is taking it seriously. The African Union has established a commission to investigate what had happened on the 15th of December. And those who continued to commit atrocities after the 15th of December, whether it is in Juba here or in Bor or in Malakal or in Bentiu, in all those states, anywhere in the world, anywhere in South Sudan, if you have committed a crime, you should be held accountable for that. For us, yes, we were arrested. We were taken to court, and the court had all the testimonies, and the conclusion was made that, yes, we have actually testified, those who were accused and the witnesses of the prosecution, and they say that on the 30th of April, they are going to do the ruling. And it was very clear that there was no case from the beginning.